There's an interesting yisoid they say over in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah and the din of kfiyah on tzedakah. The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Chesamad Beis tells us that Rova Achvei Rav Nosson Barami v'shaklo minei arba meyazuzi l'tzedakah. That Rava enforced the mitzvah of tzedakah and he coerced and he compelled Rav Nosson Barami to give 400 zuz to tzedakah. Taisis, over there in Baba Basra Daf Ches, asks a very strong question. In fact, Taisis, Rava was kaife Rav Nosson to give tzedakah? Is there a din kfiya on tzedakah? Does Beis Din enforce when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah? Fractisvis vim toimar vahabaparakol abosar. In the Gemara Nchulin Daf Kuf Yuram Abeis, Omar kol mitzvah sase shematn schora bitsido ein bezin shalmato mushar nalel. There's a klal when it comes to which mitzvahs Beis Din is kaife and which mitzvahs Beis Din does not enforce. And one of the rules the Gemara tells us in Chulin is that any mitzvah sase, that the matan schar, that means there's a reward that the Torah delineates when it comes to this mitzvah, and the Torah tells you that when you fulfill this mitzvah, there's a particular schar that you're going to receive. Ein bezin shalmata mushar nalel. That is one of the keys for Beis Din to know that this is the type of mitzvah they don't have to enforce, because a person will be mekayim it based on the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising it with him in the Torah. And any din, any mitzvah saseh, that the matan schar, the schar is given to us and informed in the Torah, the din is that we're not kaifeh when it comes to this particular mitzvah. Memela fractais this. By tzedakah, the pasuk says, ki pasayach tiftach es yodcha loy, and it says over there, Biglal hadavar hazeh yivarecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless you, Hashem will give you bracha if you give tzedakah. So therefore, since you find that there's a schar that's written in the Torah when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, the pasuk says yivarecha, Hashem will bless you. If so, it's a mitzvah saseh shematan schorim betzido, and therefore, we should not have the right to enforce it in Beis Din, since Beis Din is not kaifa on a mitzvah saseh shematan schorim betzido. Azoyifrek teisvis. So Taisis gives several terutzim, the Rishonim give several terutzim. This is a kasha that the Rishonim all grapple with. Reb Chaim answered with a yesoid. Reb Chaim said that there are two distinct chiyuvim when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. One chiyuv is on the yachid. There's a chiyuv on every individual to give tzedakah and to do chesed by giving charity to the person that's in need. That's the one chiyuv, the chiyuv es hayachid. And there's a separate chiyuv when it comes to tzedakah. And that's the chiyuv es hatzibur of tzedakah. That the tzibur, b'toyas tzibur, is mechuyiv to give tzedakah and to take care of the needy people in the community. And Reb Chaim proved this distinction from the words of the Rambam in the beginning of the ninth parak in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says, Kol ir shiyesh bo Yisrael chayovim lahamid bahem gabay tzedakah. Me oilam, says the Rambam, loy ra'inu v'loy shamanu mikahal Yisrael she'in lehem kupo shel tzedakah. Dezeu chilek mechives hatzibur. The Rambam tells us that there is a chiv on the kahal Yisrael, on a congregation, on a tzibur, to make sure that there's a kupo shel tzedakah present in the city that provides for the needs of the people who don't have their own capacity to support themselves. Hazoy zok de Rambam. Memela says Reb Chaim, there's two separate chiyuvim. There's the chiyuv on the yachiv to give tzedakah and to do chesed for the ani and give him some money. And there's also a chiyuv hatzibur, that the tzibur must establish a gabay tzedakah to make a kupa and to make some type of system of providing the needs for the poor people in the community. It's a chiv on the tzibur. Memela zokter b'chayim, the teretz to the kasha of Taisis is very poshe. What was Taisis' kasha? How could we find in the Gemara in Bab Basra Dav Ches that Rava enforced the mitzvah of tzedakah? He was koyfe Reb Nosson to give. L'chayra, tzedakah is a mitzvah, there's matan schar b'tzida, and there's no kfiyah. Teretz is poshe. That which there's a rule that you don't enforce when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, that matan schar is betzida, that the matan schar is written in the Torah specifically, says Reb Chaim, that is only referring to the chayves hayachid, which means Bezdin is not kaife an individual to mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah, because that mitzvah of tzedakah that's incumbent on a yachid is matan schar betzida. However, besides for the chayves hayachid to give tzedakah, there's also a chayves hatzibur. And on the chayves hatzibur, that's what Bezdin has the right to enforce, because the chiyuv of giving tzedakah mitzad tzibur, included in that very chiyuv is the right to enforce it for Bezdin to make sure and compel people who don't want to give to give. The Horaya. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Dav Vov Amud Aleph tells us Tana Rabbanan Moitzis Secha Tishmar Ve'Asisa. When it says in the pasuk of Staka Ve'Asisa, says the Gemara as Hora LeBezdin Shiasucha, that Bezdin has to make sure that you give tzedakah and provide for the needs of the poor people in the community. In other words, part of the chayvas hatzibur of tzedakah is to make sure that Bezdin is on top of you and giving and making sure that you give what you need to give to help provide for the needs of the poor. And therefore, this din of Vilsisa Ashor LeBezdin Sheyasucha, that there's a din kfiyah when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah, Dr. B'chaim, this has nothing to do with the general din of kfiyah la mitzvahs, that where Bezdin enforces the kiyum ha-mitzvahs when it comes to the other mitzvahs in the Torah, such as the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah of shofar. That din kfiyah that we have in general when it comes to mitzvahs asay does not apply by tzedakah, because matan schar betzida. Over here, there's a whole new chiyuv, and there's a chiyuv ha-tzibur to make sure that the tzibur is contributing to the needs of the community. And part of that is V'asisa Ashor LeBezdin Sheyasucha, that Bezdin must make sure that the money is given, that the needs are taken care of. And it's a new din, and it's learned out from a new pasuk of V'asisa, that Bezdin, in order to enforce the chayvas hatzibur of giving tzedakah, they have to sometimes coerce people and compel them to fulfill their requirements, to fulfill their obligations, and to give tzedakah to the poor people in their community. So this din of kfiyah is not mitzad the normal din of kfiyah lemitzitz. It's a new din that's part of the chayvas hatzibur of giving tzedakah, and that's learned from the pasuk v'alsisa as hor lebezon she'asucha in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Davov. And this actually fits in very nicely. Because if you take a look at the mitzvah of tzedakah when it is mentioned in the Torah, you'll find that the mitzvah of tzedakah is mentioned in the Torah in two separate parshas. Number one in Parshas Re'eh, in Dvarim, Tesvav, Zayin, and Ches. Over there, there's a whole slew of psukim that discuss the mitzvah of tzedakah. And there's Lavin, if you don't give tzedakah. And there's an Asay, if you do give tzedakah. And then you'll find another pasuk in Parshas Behar, and Vayikra Perek Chaf Hei, pasuk Lamed Hei, where it also discusses the mitzvah of tzedakah and providing for the needs of the poor. So, Dr. B'chaim, these two parshis are talking about the two separate chiyuvim that we just mentioned. The chayvus hayachid, that there's an individual obligation on each person of the community to give tzedakah to a poor person in his midst. That is learned out from the pasuk in Parashas Re'eh. P'soyach tiftach es yadcha. That is the pasuk that obligates a yachid to give tzedakah and to help out someone in need. On that chiv, on the chivas hayachid, Parashas Re'eh, over there you have the two lavin also that accompany the mitzvah tzedakah. Loisa amitz es lvovcha, loisikpoitz es yadcha. Over there there's a lav, don't avoid, don't turn your eye away from the poor person and refrain and avoid giving him tzedakah. However, the chayvas hatzibur is a whole new obligation, and that's learned from a different pasuk of Parshas Behar. It's a whole new pasuk, and this is learned from v'herzakta boy ger v'toishav v'chayimach, and that pasuk is talking about the chayvas hatzibur, nothing to do with the chayvas hayachid, and this is an obligation on the community at large to make sure that the needs of the poor people in the community are provided for. Some of the later, Meforshim explained based on Reb Chaim that perhaps this inyan of having the chayvas hatzibur and the chayvas hayachid when it comes to tzedakah is not specific to the mitzvah of tzedakah, but this idea applies to all mitzvahs of chesed that you find in the Torah, or at least that you find vis-a-vis providing some type of need of the community and the chesed that's listed in that halacha on the Rambam. For example, the Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chav Gimel says that after a burial takes place in the Beis HaKfaris, so we do the Shura, which is you make two lines, and the Avelim walk in between the lines, and everyone says Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. And the Mishnah of Megillah says that that Nichum, that Tanchum in Avelim that takes place after the Kfura, must be done specifically when there are 10 people present. There has to be a minion present. V'oid, the Mishnah says, Pirches Chasanim. There has to be 10 people present. Now, what's this idea of having 10 people present by Birchas Chasanim and 10 people present by Tanchumi Avelim when you make the Shura after the burial? So some explain that it's the same idea that Reb Chaim is presenting when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah. That by all mitzvahs chesed, you have the Chayvus HaYachid and you have the Chayvus HaTzibur. And that is what's being referred to in this Mishnah when it comes to the mitzvah of Tanchumi Avelim and the mitzvah of Birchas Chasanim. Where besides for the chiyuv of the yachid to be menachem avol and the chiyuv on the yachid to be mesameach chasam mechala, there's also a chiyuv hatzibur, and that's being referred to when we're saying that this must take place with 10 people present, because you need 10 people present because only then you have a tzibur, and there's a din tzibur that there's a chiyuv on the tzibur to do chesed with the avol and with the chasam and kala, and therefore there's a din nichum avelim mitzad the yachid. And there's a din nichum avelim mitzad the tzibur, and that's why you need 10 people for birchas avelim, for hamakom yinachem that takes place after the kfura. And that's why there's a din that you must have 10 people present when there's birchas chasanim, when you want to have simchas chasam kala, because aside for the chiv on the yachid to be mesameach chasam kala, there's also a chiv on the tzibur mitzad chivas tzibur to do chesed with the chasam and kala. Anyways, that's the idea based on Reb Chaim, how he was miyased this distinction when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedakah.